A reading from John's Gospel, chapter 20, beginning at the first verse. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came into the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And, stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. There is, I think, quite a jarring contrast between the scene on Golgotha and the scene in the garden. You have the brutality of the crucifixion, and you have the rather calmness, the prettiness even, of this garden. You have the cross with the soldiers gambling for Jesus' clothes. You have the cross where you have the gore and the torture. And you have this pleasant place where the bodies of the rich were to be kept, a place, it would seem, tended by a gardener. A piece where the well-healed could rest, a borrowed grave fit for the King of the Jews. And it's to this garden that, on that first Easter sunrise, Mary Magdalene makes her way. And I wonder what she was thinking. I wonder particularly what she was thinking after the other two disciples had gone and left her there, when she went in to the tomb. It would have been dark, it would have been cold, it would have been very shadowy. Not much sunlight would have found its way through the entrance in to illuminate what was inside. And there, lying inside, or so she supposed, was the mutilated and bloodied and beaten and desecrated body of her dear friend. It took some bravery to go in, and no doubt it was a shock when she found the angels there, the body gone. What had happened? Was this some final act of desecration? Was this the body of Christ stolen from her, even at this last moment? And so it is that when she turns with her teared eyes and sees this figure, no wonder she gets the wrong idea. No wonder she mistakes him for the gardener. This surely isn't Jesus. She wouldn't expect to see Jesus. And so she assumes he's the gardener, and of course she's wrong. But then of course she's also right. Because you'll remember this isn't the first garden that we've found, that we've come across in the Bible. There is another. There is the Garden of Eden. And you have, as you'll remember, Adam put into the garden to, let me quote from Genesis 2, that God put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to keep it. Adam is, therefore, the first gardener we meet in the Bible, but soon, along with Eve, he is thrown out of that garden for disobeying God. And as he is thrown out, the human race is tainted with this sin of Adam, this sin of disobedience, this sin of not taking God at his word, this sin of doing otherwise. This is why Paul, when he is writing about Jesus's mission, refers to him as the second Adam. Let me read to you from 1 Corinthians 15. Thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. The first man was from the earth, a man of dust. The second man is from heaven. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven. The Garden of Eden, you see, is a place ultimately of judgment for the human race due to that disobedience of Adam. But the garden tomb, well, that is a place of reconciliation for the human race due to the obedience of Jesus, the second Adam. The first gardener fell from grace. The second gardener restored grace. The actions of the first Adam brought death. The actions of the second Adam brought life. When Mary thought that she was seeing a gardener, she was half right, because she saw the new Adam who was restoring all that was lost in Eden. She was seeing the second Adam who was restoring what the first Adam had lost. She was seeing the second gardener who repaired the work of the first. And this is why Easter stands as it does at the hinge of history, because it's more than simply a tale about a human coming back to life, marvellous as that is. It is the account of how God restored the human race to himself. It is about the historic sin of Adam being dealt with finally, once and for all. It is a new start, a new birth. It is a new creation. It is cosmic in its scope. It's also an event which poses something of a question. Which gardener? It poses this question: will you default to following Adam, the first gardener who fell, or turn to follow the last Adam, the second gardener, the better gardener? Will you follow the path which leads to death, or will you follow the road that leads to life? The promise, you see, of the empty tomb is profound indeed.